John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
One in every eight patients on a hospital waiting list has been in the queue for over a year, and some people endure delays of up to 4 years to see a consultant. So the Irish Independent reports in its lead story, following the paper's investigation of which hospitals have the worst record for assessing patients in a reasonable time frame. Eilish O'Regan and Paul Melia write that despite government commitments that nobody would be on a waiting list for more than 12 months, nearly 50,000 patients are waiting more than a year for an appointment, including 2,891 children. In a comment on these findings, Michael O'Keefe, an ophthalmologist in the Mater and Temple Street hospitals in Dublin, says the problem is not that complicated, and he proposes 5 points for dealing with it. Number one is to cut down on the layers of management, which he says are growing larger by the day. Meanwhile, the Irish Times reports on its front page that the health service executive is seeking approval for individual pay levels in excess of the official rate. Martin Wall says that the number of voluntary hospital and health service agency managers potentially in line to retain controversial top-up payments made in addition to their official salary has risen to 85. The Times leads, however, with the report that the government is considering a cross-border inquiry into claims of sexual abuse by IRA members following the allegations made by Belfast woman Maria Cahill. But back to health matters. Our obese toddlers, that's the front page headline for the Irish Daily Mail. Jennifer Bray writes that experts overseeing the obesity treatment programme at Temple Street Children's Hospital have found that a large number of their patients have high cholesterol and insulin levels, as well as breathing and liver problems. The Irish Sun leads on its front page with a report that Gardaí are looking for an armed thug who dressed as a woman to steal €10,000 outside a bank in the Dublin suburb of Rathgar yesterday. The Great Trans Robbery is the headline. The Irish Daily Star's lead story is about a woman who vanished 40 years ago and was reunited with her daughter last night. Maria Frances Kenny had been feared murdered, says the paper, but was actually living in Offaly. According to the Irish Examiner's lead story, local authorities are unable to tackle tenants who cause antisocial behaviour. Noel Baker reports that action was not taken after 4,600 complaints were lodged last year against council tenants in Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway and Waterford. In other stories, Fionnán Sheehan reports in The Independent that the Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, is stepping up his preparations for the next general election, with Fine Gael staff taking up positions from today to work solely on the campaign. After the water charges debacle, the party is trying to get the agenda back onto jobs and the economy, says the paper. Between poor opinion poll ratings and the fallout from the water controversy, ministers are in fear of losing their seats, and Fine Gael is divided over a date for the general election, says the Times. There is a trust rebuilding phase that needs to be entered into. There is no doubt about that, a senior government source told the paper. The Sun gives much space to the thoughts of Sinead O'Connor on that subject. The paper says that in an open letter, she accused the government of cravenly discrediting those who fought and died in 1916. She wrote, "We will declare the First Republic of Ireland a failure and establish the Second Republic of Ireland by any means necessary. Do not force the people to arm themselves by meeting their non-violence with violence. When we do come to take our country back, you'd be advised to step down and hand over peacefully." Later, The Sun explains, O'Connor clarified, "In no way, shape or form do I support or encourage the use of violence unless in self-defence."